This is CliffCentral.com.
Yes, Anthea is here for the first time as a Monday special. Anthea, we've got lots to talk about this morning. Can we start with the markets?
Sure.
So on Friday, the all-share index was up 1%, but it just wasn't enough because for the month, it was the end of the month after all, we ended 1.2% down, so really not great. And resources were up about 1%, financials 0.5%, industrials 1.3%. Retailers made a nice little recovery from their losses. Mr. Price was up 3%, Truism, Foschini 1.5%. So a nice little bounce there. Naspers finally outperforming Tencent. It was up 1.9% when Tencent was up only 1% on Friday. We've been waiting for this now for what, 2 weeks,
I think? Right.
Oh, hopefully this is it. There was no real news. The only thing they did announce last week was that they'd bought a 24% stake in Delivery Hero, which is this big food delivery business. They bought it from a company called Rocket Internet, which is like a private equity startup business, you know, so they incubate internet companies and then sell them off for a profit. They did buy the stake at about a 12% discount. So good for Naspers, but I don't think it makes a whole hell of a lot of difference to their bottom line. They paid 660 million rand for it.
Sure.
So I don't think that's what was driving the Naspers share. It potentially could have been the rand. The rand was particularly weak, or is still particularly weak. 13.55 to the dollar, so it just hasn't recovered from kind of that sub-13 strength. It is now, by the way, it lost last month 8.2% against the pound, this rand. So that's how weak it is. And against the euro, it is now trading above 16 again. So just really not looking great. And then on Friday, Telkom was up 4%. And I don't know if you remember last week, we were saying how Telkom was under pressure because of SAA, the potential or the kind of looming SAA bailout that was happening. And everyone thought that government was going to have to sell their stake in Telkom to pay for SAA. So, of course, on Friday, National Treasury announced that they had approved the transfer of funds from the National Revenue Fund, which is basically an emergency fund under the Public Finances Management kind of section of legislation that says if you have extraordinary expenditure, you can dip into this fund. So apparently SAA bailout is considered extraordinary expenditure. My concern, or my kind of uncertainty about why the Telkom share bounced, was because I think on the 25th of October, when we have medium-term budget speech, I think our finance minister is actually going to have to justify this $3 billion that he's taken out of the National Revenue Fund for SAA and say how he's going to put that, or he should say how he's going to get that money back into the fund.
Sure.
And maybe he still does have to sell his Telkom shares. But it really, like, they knew it was coming. They knew they had to do something. Why they waited until Friday when the loan payment was due on Saturday is beyond me,
because
actually.
Because this is the only proof you ever needed that this finance minister and the current leadership at the Treasury don't know what they're doing. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure out that they're not rocket scientists. These are some of the dumbest, most incapable people that have ever run finances. They can't probably even run their own bank account. They probably owe more than they have in their personal capacities. These are not the kind of people you want in charge of an economy.
Yeah, if they're insolvent in their personal capacity, then they certainly are not going to be able to make the country.
But Anthea, I saw you tweeting over the weekend. You were just exasperated.
It's exactly how I feel. I'm done with it. Like, I've been back in the country 4 years, and I've just watched this constant, unrelenting attack on the Reserve Bank, attack on the PIC, SARS, National Treasury. Like, it's just nonstop. Like, it has to stop now. I don't know what to say about it anymore.
If you took the most junior person you've ever worked with and put them in charge of Treasury, they could probably do a better job. Right?
For sure.
Now, isn't that scary?
They certainly have to start knowing how to budget.
They don't.
So SAA still has 7 billion rand outstanding. They transferred 3 billion rand on Friday.
So this like is another this is living from hand to mouth for SA.
And the finance minister, the worst part of it, the most annoying part of it, is that he justifies it by saying that if he hadn't done it, it would have triggered the 16.4 billion rand guarantees that the government has outstanding to SAA. So, of course, I know how this works, right? Because if you have debt and you have covenants agreements, and if you reach a certain debt ratio, it does trigger these covenants, which means you suddenly have to cough up. And because government have guaranteed SAA's debt, they would have had to cough up 16. But it's not the end. You know, it's far from the end still, I'm afraid.
Well, there we go.
And, I mean, this just leads me into something else, actually, because last week the World Economic Forum put out their annual competitiveness report. South Africa fell 14 places. And this, again, has just been a constant slide down. We're now ranked 61 out of 137 economies. the crazy thing is we're still probably one of the best in sub-Saharan Africa, if you believe that. But I think what's concerning people now is that before we used to turn around and go, you know what, our institutions are safe, we're fine, we'll be okay, our judicial system is fine, the institutions, the PIC, the Reserve Bank, the National Treasury, and suddenly it's looking like it's not actually. And fair enough, you know, we've had issues with lack of demand from globals for our commodities. We've had high unemployment. We've had political uncertainty, business confidence low, and now we've got governance issues on top of this. And I think a lot of people in South Africa seem to think that, you know what, we'll just deal with it. We'll deal with it internally. But actually, this impacts on foreign investment. So foreigners look at this and go, oh, hang on. This has just been... this is South Africa, kind of low GDP growth, things are going pear-shaped. I'm not sure I want to take the chance. Like, at what point, as a foreign investor, do you say, oh, no, okay, that's just a little bit too much risk for me? And what we're seeing is kind of this lack of productivity in South Africa, low GDP growth, and no return on investment. And I think for the year, the all-share index is up about 8%, which is not bad. And I think it was July, we had a really good run. We had like a 7% month or something. But it's really not good enough. And as I said last month, you know, a couple of bad months and it wipes it out, right? Yeah. So it's a real concern. I mean, I saw, what's his name, Christo Visser put out the ShopRite report on Friday. He was quite cheeky. He said, you know, it's not that difficult. You know what we need? It's pretty obvious. We just need jobs. And I think he's right. Eh? You cannot, this is not sustainable. This economy is not sustainable. 27.7% unemployment rate.
Right. Well, in order to have jobs, you need growth. Because no one's going to give jobs just because they need to employ people. They'll employ people when they need to do more things.
Yeah, and Gareth, I think we all feel a bit like we could have done it. At some stage, we could have gone that way. But I think that the big thing that's holding us back right now is the levels of corruption that we've seen in the last couple of years. So that would explain why there's no growth, why there's this unemployment rate,
absolutely,
why there's lack of creation of wealth in the country, except for a few people, of course.
All right. Anything else you want to throw in?
Yeah, there was very little company news, a lot of macro news. So private sector credit extension numbers came out on Friday last week as well, lifted by 6% year on year for August, which is slightly better than the 5.7% year on year for July. Corporate credit grew by 8.2%. So if you average that out, you'll see that household credit grew by a very subdued 3.4%. And if you take inflation into consideration, that's actually negative growth. So it's a very simple calculation. You take the growth number, which is 3.4, subtract the inflation rate, which is 4.7 at last check. So you're a negative 1.3%. So you're going backwards. So we're not going to spend our way out of this any recession in a hurry. But the good thing, I think, is that the South African consumer is deleveraging, which is a bit of a relief for me. And I know we need spending for growth. But in this case, I think it'll also contain inflationary pressures. So lots of consumer spending leads to lots of inflation. And I think this will keep it in check, which is quite nice. The consumer's deleveraging, which means that maybe next year the consumer will be in a better position. I mean, again, that's all good and well. but can we please have jobs and growth? Because if we don't, then that doesn't work. And then lastly, the trade surplus eased to 6 billion rand in August from 9.3 the month before. So we're still in a trade surplus. So finally, some good news. I'm going to end it on good news, okay?
Thank goodness. All right.
Should we just leave it at that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still in a trade surplus. Exports and imports are up. Yay.
All right, very good.
Thanks very much.
I'm happy about that. Thanks. All right, Anthea, we will check in with you just so people know if there's any breaking news usually and there's stuff that we have to check in with you on, we will still do that.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm up anyway in the morning.
Yeah, just because you're not here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we'll have an extended report on a Monday, doesn't mean you're going to miss out on the important news, and where we need to get some kind of clarity on issues, we'll always call you up.
Yeah. And then the set things as well, Gareth. Like on the 25th of October, we've got the medium-term budget speech. I think this is an important one.
Yeah.
Because it's Melusi Gigaba's first budget speech, right?
Right.
Should we go high or low on that? High or low on 100 grand for the suit for such a day?
Oh.
He's probably being fitted for it right now.
His suit's not going to save him. He's got lots of work to do.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah. I'm afraid you can look the part. You can try and sound the part, but if you're not doing the basics, which he isn't, you can't be in there.
This is CliffCentral.com.